USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Angered by deadly U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria on Sunday, some Iraqi Shiite militia supporters have now encircled the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, some of them setting fire to a reception area, protesters attacking the compound, shouting anti-American slogans. Almar Ali is a reporter in the vicinity.
The Iraqi government requested the protesters to leave the area in front of the embassy, but it seems to me right now in front of me, there is no one listening. People sitting in the tent right now and requesting the embassy to leave immediately.
A man who used a machete to break into a rabbi's home Saturday night and stab five people now faces 11 charges, including five hate crime charges that have just been added to the previous six. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is starting to ring around the world as Sydney, Australia has set off its world-famous New Year's Eve fireworks display.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Summer heat and dry conditions have caused a total fire ban across all of Australia, but Sydney was granted a one-night exemption so that it could host the display that last year was watched on TV by a billion people around the world. Most of the U.S. will be welcoming 2020 with mild, calm weather. The exceptions, parts of western Pennsylvania and upstate New York, where snow squalls will be the order of the day, but most of the rest of the nation should be nice. President Trump just said he'll sign a Phase 1 trade deal with China on January 15th. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Enjoy the celebrations as 2020 arrives, but keep an eye on your vehicle. That's the advice from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways, they can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts, probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Uber and delivery company Postmates are suing California over a new law that would reclassify contractors for those companies as employees. It's to take effect on the 1st and would change the relationship between companies like Uber and the people who drive for them. The lawsuit, filed in federal court, argues the new law is unconstitutional and will stifle companies and workers as well. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.